Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that we shall consider this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Here ends the reading of the text. In Christ Jesus, whose saving health we know and thereby receive life everlasting by his grace, dear fellow redeemed. In 1925, a recipient of the Nobel Prize in Medicine predicted that in 100 years, the life expectancy for mankind would increase to 150 years. This, he observed, will be achieved through scientific research and the elimination of spreading germs. Well, how has that turned out? Last week, we heard that AI would soon lead to cancer vaccines. But I'm going to be so bold as to make a prediction of my own. In 2125, although none of you will probably be around to verify this, if the world still exists, the average lifespan of the human race will still be, as God observed in Psalm 90, about 70 years. In our text, we read how Jesus was going about preaching and teaching and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Jesus certainly had compassion on his fellow men who were in his day succumbing to the sicknesses and diseases as a result of living in the broken world in part of their own making. Yet, Jesus identified a greater problem he was seeking to address with a medicine of much greater potency and effectiveness, namely the gospel of his kingdom. We read, when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. They had no pastors to care for their souls. He was not decrying the lack of medical doctors, but the lack of pastors. We live in a day and age that is still filled with the optimism that science can raise the average age of death for the human race, even in the face of such news lately as how younger and younger people are succumbing to colon cancer. We read that, and still, there is optimism among us. You can see it in the commercials for longevity, diets, weight loss pills, other drugs, supplements, exercise regimes, medical science seeking remedies and cures, of course, is a good thing. But, well, and so is, there may be some good in this. Make America healthy again. That's a good thing. It's a worthwhile goal. But thinking that death could be thwarted when we live in this sinful and broken world is unrealistic. Do you hear any commercials on the need to address the lack of pastors, and thus the lack of gospel proclamation? Of course not. And why not? Well, even we present-day Christians often do not have this as a burning issue in our hearts and on our minds like Jesus had on the day of our text. Sadly, we all are probably motivated to purchase the longevity products, whether proven effective or not, but then we think long and hard before substantially supporting gospel outreach efforts in our midst and beyond. It is ironic that as soon as Jesus says to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest," while seriously turning their hearts in prayer on this matter, we read in the next verses, Jesus calls them, these disciples, and sends them out. You see, he answered their fervent prayers immediately. "You will be my laborers." Now, most of you are not going to be full-time workers in Christ's church, but in your prayers for more laborers, as Jesus instructs you to do, you also are called upon to support the necessary work, for the harvest is plentiful. Now, have we all failed in this call from our Lord? Well, of course, we are all sinners. Whether we are laborers or supporters of his church. But the beauty of this, the very message of God's love for us sinners, having sent his Son to save us all, which we are now called upon to have proclaimed throughout the world, we personally find full and free forgiveness for those sins of ours as well. Your life expectancy is known only by God. However, the life you have been given in Christ Jesus, which is eternal, has an expectancy which includes such things as prayer, proclamation, and support. We have been set free by the blood of Christ to fulfill these expectancies to his glory and the welfare of our neighbors. May the Holy Spirit, by his grace, grant you the desire to pray and to act accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray. Almighty God, our Father, your blessed Son has called us to follow him through the ministration of the Holy Spirit. Grant that the healing medicine of the gospel and the sacraments may put to flight the disease of our souls, that with willing hearts we may ever love and serve you through Jesus Christ, our great and eternal physician. Amen. Please rise to sing the hymn. May he who has begun the good work in you perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Peace be with you. Amen.